Good morning, October 13th. And it's hard to believe we're already into the month of October, and that means that Niwala is coming up. We've been talking about it a little bit here on the radio, but we're going to talk a little bit more this morning because on the phone we have Denise Hines, this year's Generalissimo. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Thanks.
Good to have you on here. So, first of all, this sounds like almost like a military title or something. Can you explain, what are your duties as Generalissimo?
Generalissimo gets to run the event for the year, gets to work with many volunteers to put on the 9-day event, and I got to select the musical and the theme. I got to work with the artist for the logo for this year. So lots of duties going on over the course of a year.
So have you ever been Generalissimo before?
No.
Okay, gotcha. So it's like one of those things, you pass the baton from person to person, everyone kind of gets their turn there. So are you from Independence, from Southeast Kansas?
Yes, born and raised.
Okay.
In Independence. Yeah.
Very cool. So you probably, I'm sure quite familiar with this from an early age. For the folks listening like me who are new to the area, in a nutshell, can you just kind of explain what Niwala is?
Niwala is the largest annual festival in Kansas. It has been, it was created in 1919 and has taken a few breaks for wars, but has been long-standing otherwise, and it has grown over the years. It is now a 9-day event that consists of a musical that performs for 3 days, a chili cook-off happens at the Riverside Park. We have the carnival and the food vendors that set up downtown. We've got bandstand entertainment. Our queen candidates are area senior girls that have compete for talent, and ultimately the crown of Queen Mila. This year we are crowning Queen Mila the 81st, and then we have the grand parade, the doodah parade, many parades, kitty parades. Again, it spans over 9 days with lots of different events.
Sure, and so I guess it's kind of cool. I didn't realize that you actually got to pick the musical for the year. So how did you actually, did you narrow that down from a list to kind of your possibilities there?
Yes, I did. That was one of my early tasks, was to select a musical. I won't say it was super easy. I was looking at a variety of different new musicals. We actually did Peter Pan 24 years ago, but through a process of elimination and help from my daughter, I narrowed it down to Peter Pan, and I'm thrilled that I did. I got to select the director and assistant director, and this musical is going to be fantastic.
And I hear you're even bringing in a rigging crew, so there will actually be some flying on stage, right?
Absolutely, yes. Peter Pan flies.
That is awesome. That is going to be so cool. So that is just great. You know, things kind of get started the Friday, October 21st, with the start of the musical. What are some of the events that are sticking out to you on the schedule? I mean, you can pick this up. I know several area restaurants, businesses, all the actual pamphlets all over the place where you can go to Niwala headquarters for more information. But what are some of the events that you're really looking forward to and you want to highlight?
The musical, of course, is, and as you mentioned, that opens on Friday, October 21st at Memorial Hall, and we do 3 performances, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., and then a matinee at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and then that just leads us into our big Queen events. Again, Queen's Talent is October 24th. It's a Monday night, starts at 7 at Memorial Hall, and then on to Coronation Night, where we have 32 girls this year that are competing for a multitude of different trophies, but just get to highlight themselves, which we think is the most important. This is such a wonderful opportunity for them to get to grow and learn and become more and more confident. And that leads us into the food vendors and the carnival on Wednesday. And then our first parade is the Doodah Parade on Thursday, the 27th. And that is an 18 and older parade as far as being able to participate in the parade. And that happens in downtown Independence. And then shortly after that, we have a comedian this year. And that is new for this year. It's at the booth. It's a gentleman by the name of CJ Starr, and he's bringing a friend, Fonzo Crow. They're from Texas, but actually have ties to Southeast Kansas, and we're really excited to have them. I've been told they're going to have us laughing out of our chairs, so I'm excited about that. The Marine Corps Band is coming back. They were here in 2019. And they are blessing us with a free concert again. That's on Friday, the 28th at Memorial Hall. And it's a free concert, but you do have to have a ticket. So that needs to be picked up at Neowalla headquarters, which is at 220 North Penn. And then, of course, the Grand Parade, the Marine Corps Band is going to start us out on Saturday, October 29th. And then we have a really fun lineup on the bandstand that day. I have a band coming from Wichita called the Mudbugs, and they are a Zydeco Cajun band. So they're new this year. They haven't been to Neowalla before. They're super excited. And then later in the evening, we have Tracy and the Time Travelers, which is a local band, and then Trett Charles is a country musician coming to us from Oklahoma.
Excellent.
That's pretty much the events in a nutshell. We have a lot of other events, such as the Chili Cook-Off, where there's a fun run and a 5 and 10K race. There's the opportunity to come out and sample a lot of different chilies and desserts. There's a pumpkin decorating contest, and all that happens actually on October 22nd.
No, that's great. I mean, this is just, it's a ton of events, and I would encourage anyone out there to pick up one of these brochures. They're all over the place. Also, do you happen to have, when Neowalla headquarters is open, if people, they're maybe going to be going through Independence, or maybe they live in town, can stop by and get more information?
Sure. So this week and next week, they're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then the hours change a little bit as we get into the festival, just with everybody that involved in Neowalla is predominantly a volunteer. So we have volunteers all over the place, but those hours do change a little bit to help accommodate that. And you can go to the website to determine what those are that week.
Sure.
They change up a little.
Yeah, well, it's really, I mean, this is one of those things where it takes the whole community, and we can't thank, people enough. I mean, everyone from, the police department to all the volunteers. I mean, this is just a team effort, and, this is rivaling, in my opinion, something like Riverfest in Wichita, where you have, but that's a much bigger town. And so here, it's a smaller town, takes more people. So, really want to thank everyone who's participating. And thank you, Denise, for all your work, because I know, you get a fancy title, but that just means you get to work more, I think.
It's definitely been my pleasure.
No, that's great. Anything else you would like to share about Neowalla coming up?
I don't think so. Just come on out. Pray for good weather. That's my biggest obstacle right now. Everything else, we're ready to go.
Right? Absolutely. It's just like one of those things where, we do want rain, but then we also don't want rain the whole time during Neowalla. So it's one of those balancing acts. So maybe we can get a little showers, and then we can have a break in the weather for the actual event. So I am very much looking forward to my first Neowalla, and I hope to see you out there.
Okay. You'll see me.
Oh, I will. It'd be great. All right, Denise Hines, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. And we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690.